Brian Mazurowski with you this morning on a Friday here on WBEN. Thanks for hanging out with me, and let's go. Right, got a lot to get to today, and we're going to begin in my hometown. And for everybody who is chiming in, we'll get to my big purchase that's hopefully going to be in the mail tomorrow in just a little bit. But we're going to start in my hometown in North Tonawanda, and the latest in a controversy that's really been going on for a couple of years now. It involves DigiHost, which is a Bitcoin cryptocurrency mining operation. Now, what exactly that is, we might add, that might be a whole other topic. But basically, it's caused a little bit of a stir and maybe some problems for nearby residents since the project was approved. Joining us on the line this morning is Mayor of North Tonawanda, Austin Tylik. Austin, thanks for being with us and continuing to, you know, give us some insight as to what is going on in this story. DigiHost, Bitcoin mining, if we could go back to where it started from, this was approved a couple of years ago, kind of seemingly with what we know now, without a whole lot of info of exactly what it would be like when it's actually implemented inside of North Tonawanda.
Yes. Good morning, Brian. So a couple of years ago, it was prior to me taking the mayor seat, I was a sitting councilman, and there was DigiHost came to the city to other elected officials at the time and proposed a project where they would utilize an existing cogen plant. So it was a natural gas burning energy plant, basically. That has been here since the early 90s. And they wanted to utilize the energy that they made for this cryptocurrency mining. So basically, they are like shipping containers that are retrofitted with these almost like computer drives in them, where they, you know, generate transactions or verify transactions. They have fans on them. They process data and so on and so forth. So prior to all this, there was a lot of questions that came up and, you know, a lot of concerns from residents, like, what does this actually mean? What's it going to do? Is there studies that we need to conduct and so on? And it's like a new type of industry, right? So I give the analogy, if an alien ship landed in our city, do we have the codes or zoning laws that would make sure it's the right fit for our community? So in this case, a lot of us believed we did not. So what I proposed was something called a moratorium on blockchain authentication or crypto mining. And, you know, there was a big turn up at our city hall meeting because it was really hitting this deadline where they were about to go to the planning board to just move forward with everything. And unfortunately, my moratorium did not pass. The majority did not agree with it, and the project carried on. And more or less, here we are today. So, you know, the major concerns were, obviously, would it do anything to our infrastructure? Because the existing plant does use a lot of water. So if it was powered up 24/7, would that have any impact on our infrastructure? As of now, it has not, but it also has not been running 24/7. The emission piece that a lot of people talk about, the plant is already there. So it's kind of like two sides of the coin here where, you know, it's already existing. They already power energy and so on. But now you're giving it a reason to really power up and, you know, put more emissions into the air. And then will it increase any of our electricity costs in the area if demand is up by any means, because there are times where they might have to feed off the grid or not, and so on and so forth. And one of the biggest ones, obviously, is noise. I'm sure you're a resident here in North Tonawanda. You've heard all this, but noise seems to be the biggest issue, and that comes from these fans that are in these pods. And they just make a lot of noise. You know, they're trying to cool down their process there.
So I want to get to more on the noise and just some of that issue in just a moment.
I tried to consolidate as best I could, Brian.
It's a lot there.
2 years of it.
The new part though, might be, and you touched on it there, is that this plant is looking to kind of power up, maybe use more energy. And now there's this movement for the state DEC to deny an air pollution permit that it would need to continue operating and to boost up some of the energy that they're looking to by, you know, using some of this natural gas generation. What's the process there?
Yeah, so the Title V Clean Air Permit is it's a five-year permit. The DEC does their review of these types of plants, these energy plants, and issues a renewal or denial. And obviously, in the last few years, there's been a lot more hype around clean energy and getting away from these fossil fuels and so on and so forth. So their permit is up or expired. However, it's allowed to continue functioning as they normally would. And in my understanding, in the past, you know, it could have been a year or two or more before the DEC gave them an approval, which they always got their approvals in the past. Now, with everything going on in the states, you know, there was another site in New York State where it was denied. And that's a big basis of what these, you know, clean air groups or clean energy groups are pushing for, is to deny that permit and so on. Now, you know, on the city's end, we're really in limbo. And I had touched on the point that there's some people that want to develop, ourselves included, in the area. We were looking to invest $180,000 in infrastructure project in the area there, and it would allow for a developer to build more homes and so on and so forth. So we put a pause on that right now until we really understand, you know, what's going to come out of this, and are they going to get an approval or not. Now, I will say on a more positive end with DigiHost or Fortistar is, you know, they do keep an open line of communication with my office, which I do appreciate. They are, as they've said, trying to be good neighbors. For example, they put up a big sound barrier wall there, which helps reduce noise on the one side. However, there are three other sides of their site, and, you know, we at times would still get complaints from residents in the Wurlitzer Park area. I'm sure you're familiar, if others are familiar. So, you know, it's a really tough situation that we're in. And, you know, we go back to that moratorium that, you know, we probably could have avoided a lot of these annoyances and sort of worked in unison to some extent if those new zoning laws were ever put in place after a moratorium would have been approved.
You know, one of the important things here, I think, is when you look at a business moving in, you want it in some way to kind of spur other development or be some sort of boon to the neighborhood or the city as a whole. And it feels like that might not be the case here. I mean, I'm guessing, you know, there's some tax revenue involved that's nice, but as opposed to just being an empty space, but it's a lot of computers, right? Are there a lot of people working there?
So it sounds like the employment varies, right? They have hired some local, like, mechanics, it sounds like. They did hire a security team at one point. I don't think they're active anymore because they had some trespassing issues. But, you know, we could touch on, you know, the construction workers who did work there. But they're, it sounds like they had a little bit of a lull in the last year because cryptocurrency went down, gas prices were up, so on and so forth. So they really weren't, it wasn't financially feasible for them to really power the plant at full capacity. But they do, you know, I would say around 50 times a year would help power the grid, right? If the grid needs more energy because demand is up, they do kick on the plant, and, you know, that does make revenue for them. However, going back to your original question, when this was brought forth to other elected officials, myself not included at the time, I was the minority at the time, the big cha-ching was water in the sewer. So the existing plant, if it was running at full capacity, it brings in somewhere around like 500,000 gallons of water, and then it excretes after steam, you know, condensates, turns to water. They put back into our sewer system around 100,000 gallons of water. That's the ratio there. So it was estimated that it would bring in around $600,000 in revenue for our water and sewer. And property tax wise, because they made property improvements there, a couple million dollars and so on, it did raise their assessment a bit for that property improvement. But it, I believe it's only, you know, raised it like $10,000-$20,000 more a year.
The other thing that this kind of brings up, and it kind of goes to the noise part of this, which has been a big part of this story over the last year or so. And that is zoning and, you know, what businesses should be allowed to go where. And I've always kind of looked at this story, right? And you do feel for the people who are dealing with noise that's coming from this plant, who don't like it. Certainly, it's not a good situation to be living right there. However, I always kind of look at it and say, at the same time, it's not like you didn't know where you were moving into before, right? I mean, it is like DPW is right down the street. You have a Walmart, right? It is an industrial area. The train tracks are right there, right? Like, where is that line drawn of what is and isn't to be expected?
So I get what you're saying. And again, there's two sides to this, right? The existing plant was there. It did make a whirring noise, as people would say. But the noise complaint really comes from the new development there. So again, there's two sides there. So the existing plant, yes, there is a train track there. I enjoy listening to the trains personally. If you grew up in NT, I think a handful of people do like it. But really, it's the new noise there. And noise is really difficult with laws, with zoning laws. So we have decibel levels as thresholds and certain zones. So if you're in an industrial zone, you could obviously be a little louder than in a residential zone. But ultimately, if an industrial zone is across the street and it's making 60 decibels of noise, however, you're at your residential property across the street on the edge of your property, and you can only hear 40 decibels, that's more or less allowed, right? Your decibels can't affect another property's what they hear, basically, if that makes sense. So we've heard stories about, okay, well, what if we did acoustic studies, right? And documented and, you know, kind of put this forth and said, listen, you're not following the rules, right? It's not like a house party. It's not like you call the police because your next door neighbor is throwing a house party, it's too noisy and you're trying to sleep, you know, they quiet down and so on. This is a consistent industry that will continue to make noise, so it's a little bit more complicated. So we've heard stories where, you know, people have hired in other municipalities, hired acoustic engineers, certified acoustic engineers, and, you know, got all the readings, different areas of the site around it and so on, and then tried to bring them to court, and it didn't work. Like, it didn't follow through for whatever reason. So, and that's a very costly endeavor. You know, the city can't just shut an industry down like that either. People have asked that question. You know, that really puts a municipality in a lot of risk for lawsuits. So you can imagine, say the plant makes, I don't know, maybe they make $100,000 a day if they're running full capacity. And we're like, you got to shut down. You know, and then we go into a lawsuit, and it's months of this lawsuit. And in the end, okay, you have to cover all the losses of that revenue, you know, $100,000 a day over the course of months. So it's a really complicated situation.
Sounds like it.
I know, I'm stressing you out, I think.
No.
A little bit.
But maybe a resolution soon. Would you expect the state to do anything here?
You know, I did reach out to the representatives in the governor's office just to put the bug in their ear, like, you know, we really do hope for a decision on this. And, you know, they are aware, they obviously they have a lot on their plate, but we really have no definitive timeline. Like I said, in the past with the clean air Title V permits, you know, it could take a year, it could take 2 years. So, you know, we kind of have to be as patient as possible and wait to hear.
Well, I appreciate the time this morning in helping us sort through this issue, which is popping up yet again. Austin, thank you.
Thank you.
Austin Tylik, mayor of North Tonawanda, talking a little bit about the DigiHost Bitcoin mining plant back in the news today and over the past week as some residents look to push the state to deny it the ability to continue operate on a little bit of a higher level, creating a little bit more noise there. They might be petitioning me next with what I've got going on in North Tonawanda, you know, just around the corner. So I bought, and I can say my wife isn't listening. She'll find out tomorrow. My new purchase for this Bills season is, now we were talking about Bills gear yesterday. I have a 20-foot inflatable screen coming. I don't even know if it fits in my backyard. It might not. We'll have to see tomorrow. It's gonna go up for USA and Uzbekistan soccer tomorrow night. If I have it, it's going to go up for Monday night. Maybe I'll be the new, you know, DigiHost, you're off the hook. It's, you know, attention on me. I'm trying to think of, like, how to explain this one. It's not something that you can really, like, hide in the back of the closet, right? Just like, oh, no, I didn't spend any money on this. It wasn't that expensive either. I just think with how it's a little over the top. It's going to be a bit big. So I'm looking for how to, it's for the kids. That's what I'm going to say. It's for the kids. We got the parties will be great. No longer will we have to set this up in the back of our, you know, musty old garage, right? We'll have this big, beautiful screen. I don't know. I might, the next news article might be on me. Not DigiHost is the next menace to society. No, I am respectful. Keep the volume down. My house will block most of the screen's view from the most of it from the street. That is, we'll see how that goes over the. That'll be a big report back on Monday to all of you.